AAT Bird's weekly report is the Eagle News, notes, and analysis you need.
He looks, fires for the end zone, intercepted!
The 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Matt Ware! He's got it!
He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward, and he fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it!
It's good! And the Eagles win!
It's all Birds. All the time.
How about them Eagles?
And welcome to another edition of the AAT Birds Weekly Report. Season's here. It's going to be the Eagles-Patriots Week 1 matchup preview. Myself, Johnny Oleka, is joined by Chip. As always, we have two special guests because Mike always is always willing to come on the show, but glad to have him on back. And also a friend of the show. I think it's like your fourth or fifth time. You're probably one of the most guests that we've had here. Rob Motti, thank you for joining us again on this Eagles preview here.
I am your Eli Manning. Eli's been on like my show four or five times. I'm on yours, you know. So if I'm going to be one of the Manning brothers, I'll take baby brother who beat Tom Brady twice.
Okay. Two Super Bowl rings, right?
I'll take it.
It's not the worst. It's not the worst analogy. I mean, this is an Eagles podcast. So I don't know if I necessarily like that aspect of it.
I don't know if I've had an Eagle. Jalen's been on twice. Nobody's been more than a double. Hassan Reddick, just talked to him last week. That's going to come out tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Actually, my first time sitting down with Hassan Reddick. So really enjoyed that. Excited to see what he can do. I know he's got the whole thumb thing going on now and the big that coming off of that. But I'm sure he's going to be fired up to prove some. He wasn't all that happy about not coming in first team all pro and, you know, top three in defensive player of the year. So I think he's got a little something to prove, which is good having him play with a chip on his shoulder.
So with that, you know, you bring up Hassan Reddick. I want to bring this question up first. When you look at the Eagles-Patriots game, the first thing I want to talk about, and I texted Mike about it when I saw the news, the Patriots starting right tackle, Riley Reiff, was put on injured reserve, which means now it looks like either Calvin Anderson or Tyrone Wheatley Jr., it's going to be a backup right tackle filling in the spot for Riley Reiff. What are your thoughts looking at the Eagles defense, looking at what they did last year? Now, I know they've had there's some new players coming in, but with Hassan Reddick, if healthy, of course, he has the thumb thing, everything there. If healthy, how do you see that matchup going?
Man, even if Hassan Reddick isn't healthy, they got so much depth on that defensive line. They can rotate guys in. Like, this is the deepest, strongest defensive line in the NFL. When you're looking at Brandon Graham being an extra part, you're looking at guys like Nolan Smith being a deep reserve, that kind of thing. You're rotating these guys in. Josh Sweat, I think they're going to get after the quarterback. It's going to be exciting to see Desai's first game out there and what he can do. But this is also – I don't know if they're playing this up at all in New England or in Philly, but it's the Matt Patricia game. Matt Patricia against his longtime friend Bill Belichick. Last year he was on the offensive side of the ball, which was kind of strange. It was kind of – if you remember what Andy Reid did with Juan Castillo – way back when, taking an offensive line coach and making him the defensive coordinator. Matt Patricia, longtime defensive coordinator, former head coach of the Lions. We know his history with Darius Slay, and they got that worked out. And he's an Eagles, I don't know his title, senior defensive assistant, whatever it is. But he's quite familiar with Mac Jones, and he's very familiar with that Patriot offense. And I think not that the Eagles need any more of an edge or an advantage, but he'll be there, and I'm sure he was all week providing them and game planning and helping them out with the little nuances. This is the Tom Brady special ceremony game. I don't know if they can dig deep for number 12, but they got to be concerned, the Patriots, with number one, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, looking at this matchup specifically, you know, we know that the Eagles they're facing a first-place schedule this year. I'm not necessarily concerned about this matchup, though, because if you look at the rosters that the Patriots have and the Eagles have, they're night and day different. So I'm going to ask you, Rob, because obviously I'm going a little bit Homer here, but what are the things that we need to watch out for with this Patriots team? Because on paper, it looks like it should be a pretty relaxing Sunday.
Yeah, and we'll get to picks and all that stuff, but I still feel it's going to be that way. But you got to give – I mean, Bill Belichick, you got to give him his credit. He's a 6-time Super Bowl champion. I know he's 80 and 90. I've pointed that out often throughout the past few months without Tom Brady. So he's a losing head coach without Tom Brady. Yet, you still got to give him his respect, preparation, getting the team ready. The one way that the Eagles can maybe kind of struggle in this game is if the Patriots are able to establish some sort of run game, right? And that can you could say that about every Eagles opponent week in and week out. If they can establish a run game, keep that high-powered offense on the sideline for 40 minutes and control the – I don't see it happening, but that could be the one way because I'm not concerned about – those receivers at all.
No.
And Mac Jones took obviously a little step back last year, and there was some thought last year that he'd be for Bailey Zappe. He came out of one game for him, and then Bailey Zappe gets cut, and Matt Corral's their backup quarterback, and Zappe's on the practice squad. Like there's not much to be concerned about with this game other than, hey, you can beat yourselves. That can always happen.
Always.
Any football game, you can go out there and make some mistakes, right? If they're fired up early and maybe Jalen sails a throw, maybe a ball bounces in and out of somebody's hands into someone else's hands for a pick six, that kind of thing. Allow the Patriots to build some momentum. I don't know, maybe Tom Brady gives them a pregame hype-up speech in the locker room that has them coming out all fired up and they jump out to a 10-0 lead. Again, I don't see it happening. This is one of those games where I don't know if the Phillies are playing on Sunday opposite the Eagles because the Eagles are at 4. The Phillies may be done, but you may have like one eye on the Phillies, one eye on the Eagles because I'm not all that concerned about the Birds on Sunday.
Yeah, 105 for the Phillies on Sunday.
They'll have wrapped that one up by like 215 the way baseball's going this year.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm not worried. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where anything could happen week one, week 15, week 17. It doesn't matter. Look, Mac Jones is fine. I think he's a fine quarterback. Actually, oddly enough, he had 4,500 yards his last year at Alabama, 700 yards more than Jalen Hurts ever had as a passer in college. But guess what? This is a different game now. Jalen Hurts is a better runner. This offense is going to click. And I'm looking at this our secondary versus their receivers. Do Devontae Parker, Kendrick Bourne, and Juju Smith-Schuster really scare you guys? And the report came out Juju's knee could possibly explode at any moment. Rob, I'm sure you saw that. Also, yeah. You had to bring up the whole Juan Castillo thing. This is the third time this week I've heard the Juan Castillo mentioned. I'm like, leave Juan alone. It's like, leave Brittany alone. Leave Juan alone. The guy should have been an offensive line coach. He's never been a DC. But look, the fact of the matter is, I think the New England Patriots, I mean, they could potentially be the bottom feeder in their division this year. The Jets got better. They're not going to beat us. They're never going to beat us. It doesn't matter. The Dolphins look good. And the Bills look good, too. This could be a last-place New England Patriots team. If we don't win by 14 points, I'm surprised, to be just completely honest.
I got them in last place. Yeah, I got them in last place. And I think that there may be a little bit of pressure, a little bit of heat now on Bill Belichick. Robert Kraft kind of emphasized when he was asked about it at some point in the offseason. I don't know if it was at an owner's meeting or whatnot, how important it is for them to get to the playoffs. They weren't in the playoffs last year. They haven't won a playoff game. They've only been in there once. They haven't won a playoff game without Brady. And I think as much as Belichick and Kraft want to stay together and Kraft wants him there to break Don Shula's record, he's about 30 or so wins away at 7 or 8 wins a season because I don't see them getting any more than that. That's like 4 or 5 years down the road. Yeah. So that might not happen too quickly for Bill Belichick, but I'm not concerned about anything. But, you know, you brought up Juju Smith-Schuster, Mike, and I saw that report too. His knee's ready to explode at any minute. And I was like, what does that mean? my knee's ready to everybody's all of our knees can explode. I'll go back to Wendell Davis from the Bears at the vet blew out both knees on the same play way back in I don't even remember when that was. I was a kid watching that. He tore two ACLs on the same play at the vet turf. So all it tells me is Juju's got some bad knees. It's going to blow up at any point.
But I think the Patriots training staff, they did their diligence. If there was a major issue there, they wouldn't have signed him to a three-year deal. So I think he's fine. He'll be fine for them. You know, I don't really know what the Patriots offense is going to look like, but there's some guys in there that I like a little bit, but.
But Mike, let me ask you a question, and Rob, I'm going to direct it towards you because there are some familiar faces now on this Patriots team. So kind of as a joke-ish question, who's going to be the bigger impact this season? Ezekiel Elliott with his new cut or Jalen Reagor, both New England Patriots?
Oh my God,
man! I'm really excited to see Reagor make a contribution on special teams. Zeke might get in the end zone late in this game in a garbage touchdown to pull them close. That might be about it. I think clearly Zeke is the only one who can make an impact. If anyone can get, it's too bad Jalen Reagor didn't end up in a situation with a better quarterback.
Yep.
See if there's any hope for this kid. Like I thought he was. It wasn't his fault that the Eagles drafted him ahead of Justin Jefferson. He should have never been put in that position to be drafted ahead of Justin Jefferson. Howie's come a long way since that. I guess he's the king of Philly right now. Belichick today was effusive in his praise of the Eagles. And Howie mentioned all of their coaches who took him to Super Bowls, the quarterbacks. He mentioned Wentz and McNabb and Hurts and kind of overlooked Nick Foles. They didn't mention Nick Foles, the only guy who actually beat him in the Super Bowl. I wonder if Bill's a little sore or sour about that.
That could definitely be a possibility.
Can I ask Chip a question? You know, you're talking about Jalen Reagor. Jalen Mills is on the New England Patriots roster too.
Yeah, but he didn't fit the narrative that I was going for there, which is
a revenge game. We better look out, man.
But see, Jalen Mills is actually a decent player, and I'm just trying to figure out which one of he's pretty good. I mean, look, I kind of agree, you know, Rob, if anyone can get anything out of Jalen Reagor, it's going to be Bill Belichick. But do you feel this is kind of like a last chance for him?
Yeah, certainly you would think that way. You would look at a guy like Reagor after he couldn't get it done in Philly, couldn't get it done in Minnesota. He's in New England now where we've seen mediocre quarterbacks and mediocre receivers go and flourish. However, that's happened with a different quarterback there in New England, whether it was guys like Hogan or Wes Welker, or I forget the guy who was a lacrosse player in Penn State.
Chris Hogan.
Is that Hogan? Yeah. Hogan.
You forgot about Danny Amendola.
Danny Amendola. He put up some nice numbers. Julian Edelman. He was talented. Certainly, Rager's got more talent than those guys, but it's also it's a different quarterback there right now in Mac Jones, so I don't know if he could bring out the best in him, but hopefully for his sake, because I thought he was a good kid. I know he got really he got a raw deal from how things turned out, but you're right, it's probably a last opportunity.
So the one thing I'm looking at the roster of the New England Patriots and looking at another matchup that I want to kind of take a look at is the New England tight ends with Hunter Henry and Mike Gesicki against the Eagles linebackers and safeties. Now, the Eagles linebackers, we really don't know. Now, Zach Cunningham's been in the league. We kind of know what he is. But N'Kobe Dean, this is new for him because we didn't see him much last year because the guy stayed healthy. Kaiser White and T.J. Edwards stayed healthy. And then you have Christian Ellis as well. So, to me, that's one thing to watch because the New England Patriots aren't going to spread the field deep. They don't have that, you know, Thornton was their only real deep threat and he's on IR. So they really don't have a lot of guys that really can spread the field for you. So what do you think in the aspect of looking at the tight ends versus the Eagles, inexperienced linebackers with Ellis and Dean?
Yeah, that's a good matchup to isolate, and I'm excited to see what N'Kobe Dean can do. I know he's been handed over the reins, and he's a talented kid. Christian Ellis is somebody who's been showed a ton of perseverance, man. That he been cut 4 times from practice squad, bounces around, yeah, and just continues to go out there and show effort. Want to see what he can do. You look at the opportunity that New England has at all over the middle, that little short game, that could be one area where they try and get their yards and move the chains and try and have some effectiveness on offense. But then I'll go back to that defensive line, getting to Mac Jones, making his life uncomfortable, not even giving him an opportunity to hit those tight ends. So I think the matchup there is the one where you may give New England a little bit of an advantage, but the Eagles are solid at the corner spot, obviously. Solid up, they a huge advantage up front too. So they'll be okay. I got it. So I think I had it at 26-17. So it wasn't an absolute blowout. It's a cover, but I think it's a comfortable 26. It might be like I had mentioned earlier, like 26-10. Somebody scores late to make it a little closer than the score indicates.
Looking kind of past this game, Rob, because we're not really sure. You know, you like Johnny said, you're a friend of the show, but you know, looking forward as the Eagles season goes on, the NFC is clearly, I don't want to say lacking, but the lesser of the two conferences. There are so many powerhouses over in the AFC, it's very clear. So right now, the Eagles are the front runner, having been the Super Bowl representative last year. What is the likelihood of them going back to the Super Bowl, and what teams would concern you if you're the Philadelphia Eagles of surpassing them?
Well, Dallas and San Francisco stand out to me, of course. Dallas in the NFC East, Dak and Mike McCarthy are under pressure to win and win now. Jerry Jones isn't having it. He's feeling, I think he hit 80, maybe 81, wherever it is. He's running out of time. Jerry knows he's got to get this thing done. I love the addition of Brandon Cooks for that offense. Mm-hmm. I love the addition of Stephon Gilmore in the secondary to go with Diggs. I mean, he's a former AP Defensive Player of the Year. Micah Parsons to me is still his ceiling. Like you talk about that with Jalen. I don't think Micah has hit his ceiling. He's a guy who's determined to be a gold jacket player, and to be a champion. And I love that kid. I love the way he plays football. I wish they could go back. And as much as Devontae has done right for the Eagles, I really wanted to see Micah Parsons, but I like Dallas enough, guys, and I put my picks out there last year that I put them in the Super Bowl because I know how hard it is to go back. Somebody gave me this stat today. The last 15 first-time quarterbacks who have appeared in the Super Bowl for the first time never went back. Mm-hmm. Now, Joe Burrow went 2 years ago. I think we think he's going to go back. I got them going and winning the Super Bowl this year. I think Jalen Hurts at some point will go back, but it's difficult. It's difficult to bounce back from that. And the Eagles last year were fortunate that they weren't injured. They didn't saw, you know, I know Jalen went down and he had that shoulder issue, collarbone, whatever it was for 2 games, but they had all their starters healthy in the Super Bowl. And that's rare in the NFL. And I don't want to jinx them. But they're due for something along the lines. You couple that with teams are coming after them. They know a little bit more about this offense, and there's some change on the defense. I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles have a little bit of a struggle early on and then hit their stride late in the season. But we haven't seen a back-to-back division champ in the NFC since Philly did it in 01 to 04. So given that, given what it means to Dallas, I'm finally giving them their return to the promised land for the first time since, well, I don't know, 27, 28 years, since probably you guys weren't even, Mike, I don't know, were you even born at that time?
Yeah, I'm almost 40, but.
Look at that. See, I got the hat on, you got the little bit of hair. I'm thinking you're 29.
Thank you. I got some gray going on. But as long as, if you have the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, as long as you have them losing it, that's fine. You know what I mean? And I'm a Joe Burrow fan. I like him. So, you know, if he won, and as long as he's not beating us and the Cowboys are losing, sign me up.
I wanted to go Aaron Rodgers over the Cowboys so bad. I wanted to like a Jets Cowboys Super Bowl. That'd be, for me, it'd be fun to cover the storylines. But I put the Jets in the AFC Championship. I put San Fran in the NFC Championship. I got the Eagles getting in as a wild card. And it wouldn't shock me at all if they find a way to win the division because they're that talented. The roster's that loaded. I'm just, I guess I was in Philly too long for my entire life that you always feel like at some point something's going to catch up. And I feel like they might suffer a little bit of that injury bug. And if something happens on that offensive line, that changes things, man. They were such a dominant offensive line last year, guys. I don't know. Like, we appreciate them, those who watch the team closely. I think they deserve even more credit than they're given. That is such a dominant offensive line that allowed Jalen to be the player that he was and earn that contract that he got.
So we have one question before we – wrap it up with you and let you go. But Ryan has about talking about the Eagles, about both of their, he means the OC and the DC changes. Yeah. We're placing both be a big problem with lack of experience in terms of at the NFL level.
And that's a great question. And I think that's something where you got to look at when you talk about the adjustments that the Eagles have to make. I'm not as concerned on the offensive side of the ball. Brian Johnson's been here. He's been in that offense. Jalen obviously knows him since he was 3 or 4 years old. They're comfortable working together. And I think it'll be a little bit more seamless of a transition on the offensive side of the ball. But Sean Desai is coming in from the outside. So that's going to be a little bit of an acclimation period, coupled with the fact that they've got some turnover. We talked about the inexperience at linebacker. There's inexperience, of course, also a little bit of some of the stepping up guys that Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, they're expecting them to get some quality reps, the safety position. There's some question marks there too. So given all that, I think the defensive side is going to take a little bit longer of an acclimation period.
Oh, it's a good question. Good answer there. So before we let you go, I want you to, you know, what you're doing. Everyone knows AP Writer and everything. I know you have an event coming up with Brian Dawkins. I want you to talk a little bit about that for where people can find tickets, where people can see the show, everything like that.
I appreciate that, man. So the event coming up is September 16th. So I'll be up next week for the Eagles-Vikings game. I'll watch the Birds beat up on Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings on Thursday. And then you just got to roll the party into the weekend, right? So you recover on Friday. And then Saturday, we got an event. It's called It's a Faith on the Field live event in South Jersey with Brian Dawkins. If anyone out there has never heard Brian speak in person, man, the passion, the fire that he brought to the field, he brings to the stage. He's such an impressive guy. You guys know what he's like. And it's an important message, man, that he shares. There's so many people out there who's suffering from different things, anxiety, depression, mental health issues. He likes to call it cerebral wellness. And Doc talks about being at the lowest of the lows and what he took, what it took for him to overcome that. So I just recently found out actually today, guys, that we're having this event in a town that they're having, without me even knowing, it's a mental health suicide prevention month because they had two kids in high school who committed suicide last year, Clearview High School in Mantua, New Jersey. So I'm actually last minute right now talking to them about seeing if there's a way we can get some of those students, maybe something like that, so they can hear B-Doc's message. But there are still plenty of tickets available, faithonthefieldshow.com/Dawkins. There's a VIP meet and greet with Doc. You can show up, you can meet Doc, take a picture with him, no autographs, but get to meet him, tell him how awesome he is. I've done so many of these with Brian. He's incredible. So yeah, I would love for people to check that out. And of course, if you come and you heard about it here, let me know. There is a promo code. If you use Blessed, you get discounted tickets. And also a portion of the proceeds will go to Brian's Impact Foundation. So if you want to come out, check that out and use promo code BLESSED.
Great, great, great cause. Like I said, Rob, we appreciate you coming on. Yeah, as always. Appreciate you sharing all that. Anytime you're doing anything, I always love to share because you do some great work and you do great cause. So it's definitely something that we want to share and be a part of as well to be able to help you reach your goals and everything with what you're doing.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you guys. Love the work that you do, and look forward to being back on again at some point.
Sounds good. Take care, Rob.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate you.
You got it, fellas.
All righty. So we'll get into our predictions with the season and what we think that's going to go on with this Eagles 2023 season. But I do want to touch a little bit about this matchup with the Patriots and kind of what a couple things that Rob said. I don't know. Just looking at this game, I just think one thing the Eagles have to be very aware of, and we know the turnover game, that's the biggest thing with any game. But I think the one thing with the New England Patriots, it's the run game. Ramondre Stevenson, Ezekiel Elliott, being able to control their run game, because if they're able to chew the clock, your offense isn't going to get on the field. And I think that's one way for them to either keep the game really close, keep themselves in it, and potentially try to, you know, sneak out with a victory. Not saying it's going to happen, but to me, that'd be the one key I'd be looking at, is definitely stopping their run, because you get them in pass situations to go up against that offensive line. You know, Trent Brown's the left tackle. Yeah, he's a big human being, but I'm not sure how great of a blocker he is. Same thing with Calvin Anderson on the other side at right tackle, is filling in for Riley Reiff. I just think if they can take control of that, put him in third and long situations, it's going to be a very, very long day for Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
Yeah, I think with, you know, very, very similar to what we were saying before, if you look at the way this roster is constructed and on paper, this Philadelphia Eagles team is absolutely dominant. That as long as they all play the way they are supposed to, as long as everybody stays healthy, knock on wood, this team is one of the best constructed rosters in the NFL. So that's for starters. Where I face the slightest amount of concern is in the fact that most of the key starters had absolutely no preseason reps, right? They can't say the same for the Patriots. Patriots have been out there a little more. And again, there is a logic to it, which is making sure everybody stays healthy. And obviously, you know, we're going in there with basically a completely clean injury report. You know, Josh Jobe has a tummy bug, but besides that, the injury report was clean today. But what could end up happening is the first 15 plays, which are always scripted, for 15, 20 plays, the Eagles are going to look absolutely dominant. I think there's going to be a lull late first, early second quarter, and then they'll have to turn it on in the second half because it'll be a little closer than it should be. But that's about the only thing I could see stopping this Eagles team against this Patriots team.
What do you think, Mike?
I mean, I do have some concerns. Look, it's funny because Ezekiel Elliott actually had his worst year rushing yardage wise, and he still had 876 yards, 12 touchdowns. If they try to wear us down, we have an unproven linebacker with N'Kobe Dean. We think he's going to be good. The one thing, my biggest concern about this game and just overall, and we were touching on this before, is just overall depth. So, okay. All right. So just so you guys know, the Devi Royale, this is my buddy, Kevin. He's trolling me. Kevin, stop trolling. Kevin is a Cowboys fan. Just one.
I talked to some of those last night. So last night I did an NFC East roundtable where I was
Hold on. Before we do that, how old is this Kevin? Is he at least old enough to have witnessed the Cowboys Super Bowl, or is he one of those fake fans that pretends
he's 34, 35?
So he had a VCR at one point.
Yeah.
I guess, okay, he was probably, okay, he may have seen one or two. Okay.
Maybe. So I had the opportunity to do an NFC East roundtable last night where I was the Eagles representative, and I was talking to Commanders fans, and I'm talking to Cowboys fans, and I'm talking to Giants fans, and the amount of hype that these fan bases have put into their teams without having actually gotten anywhere is mind-boggling, right? So talking about the Commanders, they're getting excited that Sam Howell is their quarterback. This is the same fan base that got excited over Carson Wentz being their quarterback, and we all tried to tell them.
I think the Giants, more excited Daniel Snyder's not there.
And they are, but Harris, they have Josh Harris. It's not that much better. Yeah. Then you have the Giants, who just paid $40 million for Daniel Jones.
And they got $40 million. They got 47 slot receivers, too.
They have 47 slot receivers and Darren Waller. That's about it. The Cowboys, I mean, look, they're trading for backup quarterbacks that are making the starting quarterback upset. Where have we heard that story before? Mike McCarthy hasn't really won anything in quite a while. So I'm just, again, I'm not trying to sound overconfident. I'm not trying to sound overzealous, but at least the Eagles have the street cred to back it up. You know, Jalen Hurts, after the Super Bowl, he pinned it on himself. He was back working every day this offseason. That team follows him religiously, and he doesn't abuse that. He is all about being one of the guys, being the leader of those guys, and everybody has fallen in place behind him. So therefore, all right, this shows Mike, the show. Mike, the show is rated PG, sir. Let's keep the show rated PG, okay?
I was just needed, my wife's going to bed. I need a quick kiss.
I know, I'm just saying. That's the first
thoughts in the Super Bowl I want to talk to you guys.
That's the first on-air smooch in all about the Birds history.
Listen, you know what you're saying, Jalen shouldn't have put that Super Bowl on him. He's not
the No, Jonathan Gannon put it on him today, though. Jonathan Gannon put it on himself.
We know, Jonathan Gannon. We were blaming you the whole time. The only mistake that Jalen had was that one WTF fumble that, you know, everyone was like, what was that? And then later on, it showed that somebody swatted it down. But still, I mean, he played one of the best games that you could play as a losing quarterback, too. You know, the fact of the matter is, you want to talk about pointing blame on somebody. Why is Michael Clay still employed? We had some of the worst special teams last year. Why is Aaron Sipos still have an Eagles jersey? I understand.
Oh, my God.
You could have done better. So the fact of the matter is, Jalen Hurts did everything he possibly could. I do not fault him for the Super Bowl loss at all, because he did the best he could. I mean, they should have won that game. Quez Watkins, they probably shouldn't have thrown it to him there. He was dealing with a shoulder separation. And, you know, blame the field all you want. The Chiefs had to play on the same field, too. They won the game. Hats off to them. I still hate Kadarius Toney. And I will always hate Jonathan Gannon. And if I ever have a chance, I will say it directly to his face. I'll fight Jonathan Gannon. I didn't say I'd win. I just said I would do it.
But here's the question. Would you go... When you go to fight him, would you take a car? Did you drive there? Or did you take a bus? Because you got to have that fire.
He said that
to a group of grown-ass men.
Yeah, I don't know how to respond to that.
No one does!
Did you see somebody, somebody wrote, Jonathan Gannon couldn't motivate me to make a sandwich?
he could motivate me maybe to make a turnover, though.
I like that. He is,
going
to be a crap show out in Arizona. Did you see what Caleb Williams said today?
Yeah, that he wouldn't.
Or, he's literally not going to go to the NFL if they're going to pick the Cardinals.
Hey, you know what? Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. That's all I have to say. Mm-hmm. But I have questions about our defense. We know that they always keep it vanilla in the preseason. I expected that. So I'm hoping. I like everything that Desai said in preseason that he wants to do. But let's not, you know, we got to get this straight. This is Nick Sirianni's defense. He has his defense, wants to coach a certain way. I hope he realizes, hey, you know, blitzing is not a bad thing to do every once in a while.
No. So. And I know there are people saying that the Eagles defense will be more aggressive than Jonathan Gannon's.
Won't be hard.
Yeah, it won't be hard. That is very, very true. But I am interested to see how they deployed the defense against New England and, of course, the coming weeks. But it's going to be interesting. Before we get to our season predictions, I want to do this game, and then we'll go to the season predictions. I want to get each of our predictions for this game and also our Uleka lock.
And we have to do our season predictions, too. I have pictures.
I know. We will get those after we do these.
All right.
My Uleka lock. I have to write down my Uleka lock. I'll think of something.
Well, we'll do the actual score predictions first.
Scoreboard.
I know. So I just Chip, think of something.
You're going to be first, and then I'll go, and then Mike can go last so he can keep thinking and everything.
Okay.
So what is your score for this matchup?
for this matchup. Like I said, I think that they're gonna go up probably 10-0 in the first quarter. Then, you know, they'll lull a little bit. I think Patriots will put across a touchdown to end the first half, and then the Eagles will open it up in the second half. I have the Eagles winning this game 27-10.
Ooh.
Okay. So I'm on kind of on the same page as you, score wise, except for I have the Eagles I'm kind of on the same page as you and Rob. I think the Patriots will score late to make it look a lot closer than it really is. I have 27-17 Eagles. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'm the optimist in the group.
What?
I got 31-14 Birds.
31-14. Hey,
yeah.
Happy with that.
Yeah. Of course you would. You'd be happy with it. You'd be happy if it was 15-14 Eagles. A win's a win, man. It's hard to get them in the NFL, even if a team's not a good team. You know what I mean?
No. No, you're right. Now, gonna get to, let's see who. So now we're gonna do the Eleka Locks.
All right.
And yeah, I know. You like
them. It's time for the Eleka Locks of the week. Who's your lock?
There.
And of course, back to the Eleka Locks, which of course is always, we pick something that we say is definitely gonna happen. That usually is not, right? But we do it anyway. Chip, what is your Eleka lock of the week? Now, it does not have to be this game. It could be any game this weekend.
So. Good, because it's not from this game. I am very intrigued by what is happening down in New Orleans, with the running back room. I do think that having, you know, Alvin Kamara suspended for a couple of games is problematic, but for the fact that they upgraded the quarterback position pretty drastically, which means I have Jamal Williams with a rushing touchdown and over 100 yards on the ground.
Okay, over 100 yards and a touchdown.
Jamal Williams, very, very touchdown savvy last year.
Yes,
for the Detroit Lions. I mean, he really piled them up.
He broke, I think, Barry Sanders' record.
Hit 17, right?
Something like that. Yeah. As a fantasy guy, I was putting him in a lot of lineups last year, and people laughed at me. But it worked.
I drafted him, especially. So in a bunch of my leagues, I ended up getting Jonathan Taylor at a very big discount. Later on, because, you know, he went from being my number one overall pick last year to whatever the hell he's going to be. But having him on my IRs on a lot of my rosters, there's 4 weeks, yeah, which means Jamal Williams will get those touches.
Perfect. Nailed it.
I learned something.
Look at you.
Proud.
Yeah.
Well, you want my lock now?
Yeah, go ahead. You get, give your lock if you got it.
All right. Jalen Hurts throws for over 300 yards, runs for over 50. And has three or more total touchdowns.
Okay.
So that'd
be okay by me.
Multifaceted lock.
So when we get into our predictions, there is a question I need to ask Mike. We will get into that. I know he probably thinks he – just think about it. You'll know the question I have. Just think about your predictions that you have for the season. Right. But my lock is somewhat on the same page as – Mike, I was going to, you know, go with Hurts, but I'm going to go with a different route. I'm not going to go numbers. I'm just going to go touchdowns. I think he has three passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown. So four total touchdowns, three passing, one rushing. Wait, that wouldn't make sense. Cause I did. All right. My score is going to be 28-17. See how I changed that. There we go. I could say that they miss a field goal because Sipos doesn't hold well. That, I'm not sure that really would,
I mean, at this point, he's going to have to do a drop kick. Jake Elliott's going to have to do a drop kick.
Well, they'll go home for the practice squad.
I really wish they would have figured this out sooner. You know.
Yeah, hopefully they make some type of change. But I don't think it's going to happen for the first 2 weeks because they're so close together. I think, unfortunately, Sipos will be the kicker for the punter for the first 2 weeks. And then hopefully they make a decision. But
see if there's any good free agent punters out there.
Blake literally Gillespie, anyone.
Great man. Pat O'Donnell. There's a couple.
Punt God. Bring in Punt God.
I know it's not Zettner. He ain't working out.
I think he's in Houston now because I believe Johnson.
Yeah, someone picked him up.
Man. Adam's prediction is 33-17 Eagles.
Like it.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Alrighty. So now we're going to get into our season predictions. We'll go pretty quick. It isn't too detailed. We have our record. We have our Eagles MVP, our Rookie of the Year, and our breakout candidate. Pretty simple. Each of us did one, so we'll have those graphics when Chip pulls them up.
Who do you want to go first?
We'll have you go first.
Okay. That is this one. Here we go. Okay. Add to stage. All right. All right. So I am the uber optimist this year. I ran through the schedule. Look, we have a very tough schedule the second half, you know, where we have to play some pretty damn good teams. I just don't know. Again, if everyone stays healthy, if everyone does what they need to do, I think that this Eagles team is going to put up quite the season. So I have the Eagles going 13-4. Obviously, the Eagles MVP would be as far as Jalen Hurts takes us. So Jalen Hurts is my MVP. Not only does Jalen Carter win Eagles Rookie of the Year, he will win Defensive Rookie of the Year for the NFL. And my breakout player, and he's shown it already, is Reed Blankenship. I think if he can continue to put together what he's been doing, I think that the sky's the limit for this kid.
I like those. You'll see a common theme when you go to Mike's. But
you know, go to Mike's?
Yeah, go to Mike's.
Well, we did not do this together, I promise you, although I have the Eagles winning one last game. For the record, I have them, and I wrote out the whole schedule. I have them ripping off 6 wins to start the season with their first loss coming against Miami. For whatever reason lately, they don't match up well against Miami. I don't know. And then they have a little, you know, little area where they go like 1-3 after winning the first 6 games. But we'll get through it. Just a couple clunkers. I have them losing to splitting with the Giants, splitting with the Cowboys, beating Washington twice, losing to the Chiefs, losing to Seattle on the road, and then losing the last game of the year just because at that point we won't need to win it. So that is going to be the Tanner McKee game. I'm calling it right
now. I called that last night because I believe that to be true because yeah. Mariota will not be an Eagle by that point.
You know what? Honestly, I hate to say it, but I think it's possible. Chip. And for the record, that was the game I wanted to go to on Philly Sports Trips this year, but I don't want to go on in early January to the Meadowlands. So I'm going to see you all there for the Jets game. But my MVP is Jalen Hurts, and I think he's both the Eagles and the NFL MVP. I think it's funny now that Jalen Hurts is good and we see what he could do that everyone just starts to hate him again and doubt him. I don't understand that. Eagles Rookie of the Year is Jalen Carter for me. Everything that I'm hearing and seeing on his first snap of the preseason, the dude's going to be a monster. I don't know how you guys, you know, the other NFL teams let him get here, but thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. I'm also excited about
Noah. I like that they're stupid.
Yeah. And Reed Blankenship, man. I'm a big Blankenship believer. I still have some questions, though. He started, what, 10 games or played in 10 games? I'm excited. I'm optimistic. And this is just all about the front office doing their due diligence. And look, Reed Blankenship played a lot of football at Middle Tennessee State, Johnny, right? Is that what
the Middle Tennessee?
5 years. 5 years. Lots of tackles. I'm excited about Blankenship. And the nice thing is you could probably re-sign him cheap. Although we did say that about Marcus Epps too. So
before we go on to mine, I do want to talk to Mike about this. Seems like you have some belief in Jalen Hurts. I know has there been some change of what you originally thought to what you have seen on the field and what happened last year to kind of what you are thinking of what's going to happen for 2023?
Well, if you remember, my mantra was always prove me wrong. And Jalen Hurts did that. So, and it is important too that the team responds well. You know, one thing I was thinking about too, Howie did a great – give me one second. Of course, when I talked, and I need to clear my throat 1,000 times, Howie did a great job giving him a lot of weapons too. I just – I wish they would have at least given Carson some decent wide receiver options, not a broken down Alshon Jeffrey, not a past his prime DeSean Jackson, not Bryce Treggs. I would have just liked to see what could have happened with that. But that's in the past. Got A.J. Brown, got Devonta Smith, got one of the guy who's going to be the best tight end in Eagles history in Dallas Goedert. Got him in there too. Do I sound DeLulu, Charles? Is that what's going on right now? Perfect. I love the core that we have. And the fact of the matter is this team is set up to be good for a very, very long time. It's good in the trenches. It's good on the outside. And most of the time when there's question marks, except at linebacker and safety, because Howie Roseman hates those positions, they answer pretty well. So, right. Yes, I'm sold now. No, I'm not buying a Jalen Hurts jersey because I refuse to buy an Eagles quarterback jersey ever again.
Now tell the story why. Why don't you buy quarterback jerseys?
Because I could put it right next to my Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Mike Vick, Kevin Cobb, and, well, I did buy an old Bobby Hoying jersey, but... And I hate buying some jerseys because then the guy gets hurt too.
So yeah,
you have a Kevin Cobb jersey?
I do have a Kevin Cobb jersey. You want me to get out?
I don't know if Kevin Cobb has a Kevin Cobb jersey anymore.
He might.
He may not remember where he put his jerseys.
Yeah, that does stink though about that with all the concussions and everything.
Unfortunately. So I have 12-5, same record as Mike. I believe also that the end of the season is going to be a game that they're not going to need. So they're going to split with the Giants. I think they split with the Cowboys. A couple lost in their Seattle. I think one of the Jets or Dolphins, I think they wind up dropping. And then there's going to be another one in there, whether it's the Chiefs or the Bills. One of those they will drop. So I got them at 12-5. Eagles MVP, Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is going to have basically a 1990 Randall-esque type of season. I know he had a great season last year. I think he's going to top it and have an even better season. I think he's going to set records in terms of a quarterback having 4,000 passing yards and over 800 rushing yards, 800 rushing yards, which I don't believe has ever been done. And I think he will this year, he will have over 30 passing touchdowns. I don't think he'll have as many rushing touchdowns, maybe around 5 to 6.
I'm okay with that.
But I think he's going to have a lot more passing touchdowns, especially if his receivers and tight end, everybody stays healthy and have added weapon in the backfield and DeAndre Swift, who can come out of the backfield, can throw to him. You know, Kenny Gainwell, you still have Boston Scott there, and you have Rashad Penny. The health of the running back room is the big key. Because if they stay healthy, I think it's going to be 10 times better than what the running back room was last year. And Miles Sanders didn't have a terrible season. The Eagles rookie of the year, I have Jalen Carter. Of course, all of us went there. I think it's pretty clear cut and simple, especially that he can also win the rookie defensive player of the year as well, just because of how good and talented he is. And thank God that he dropped and, you know, we can love to see that. And my breakout player, I have Nakobe Dean. And I went Nakobe Dean. I wasn't going to go with Reed Blankenship. I was going to be everybody the same. I was thinking I was between Nakobe Dean and Sidney Brown. I went with Nakobe because this is his second year and he's going to be starting a lot, playing a lot. I think he is going to show why he was highly regarded coming out of Georgia. And I know he dropped in the draft because of whatever it may be, his size, shoulder, whatever it was. But early in the draft process, he was late first round pick, early second round pick type of player. And I think he's going to show why he was that and why he was the leader of the Georgia defense and what he can show on the field. So that's what I have there. But I think it's going to be another fun season for us.
One thing I want to say to all you people online, can you please stop saying that Justin Fields is better than Jalen Hurts because he had more rushing yards last year? Can we just stop?
I think that the DeLulu takes that are coming out of the NFL are really, really extreme. The Justin Fields is better than Jalen Hurts. The everything coming out of San Francisco that they would have won that game if not for Brock Purdy's elbow getting obliterated.
They're
you know
still
what?
Crying
Stop
about
it,
that, dude.
Stop
They're
it.
Still crying.
I don't think Brock Purdy has put anything on paper yet to really say that Trey Lance should have been traded. Personally, I mean, you talk about a team that traded way up to get a guy like Trey Lance, and they gave him no shot. So I think some of these takes that are just to be as ridiculous as possible are really, they need to be honed in a little bit. Do you think Nolan Smith will play a lot this year? I do.
I don't.
No. Okay.
I think it's going to be a
50-50.
Ton. Yeah. I think he's going to, a rotational pass rusher on the field, unless there's an injury, you know, remember, look at the defensive line room. Look at the pass rush room. You have Brandon Graham. You have Josh Sweat. You have Hassan Reddick. You have Derek Barnett. You have Patrick Johnson as well, who can rush the passer. I just think Nolan Smith will get on the field, but I just don't see him playing a ton. Maybe 15 to 17% of the snaps, but I don't see it being a whole heck of a lot. Yeah, he may have 5-6 sacks because of situational. And also, hey, if they're blowing teams out, certain teams, and especially beginning of the year, he may get a lot more time because they're going to be putting backups in. Hopefully that's what happens that we want to see. But
and by the way, Chip, I don't think they traded Trey Lance away because of how good Brock Purdy is. I think they traded Trey Lance away because of how bad Trey Lance is. I don't think he's that good. He's athletic.
I don't think he's good at all, but they gave him no chance.
Here's what I love about the Brock Purdy / Trey Lance trade. They traded him to a team with a guy who throws a lot of interceptions. There's going to be clamoring. You're going to have Deck. Sorry, you're going to have Rain looking over his shoulder every time he throws a pick. I love this. I love watching the Cowboys implode during the offseason. We didn't have it down to football yet. The Cowboys are shooting themselves in the foot. By the way, the last time the Eagles beat the Dolphins was 2011. I looked it up, and it was LeSean McCoy going for 2 rushing touchdowns and a 34-yard touchdown pass from Michael Vick to DeSean Jackson, sealed it.
What?
Excellent.
What year was that?
2011.
Okay. Long time
ago. Yeah, crazy takes in the offseason. If there's any 49ers fans out there, please stop. You're just embarrassing yourself at this point. If you want to still cry about the Devonta Smith touchdown, we'll take those 7 points away. Then we only beat you by like 30, whatever. Just stop. You're going to get stomped in week whatever that is that I have a win for the Eagles on the 49ers. By the way, congrats on Nick Bosa for being a crybaby and now being the highest paid defensive lineman in history. Good for you, buddy.
Good luck to them trying to manage all that money and what they have to do in the next couple of years, because they got a lot of guys making a ton of money. And that also jumps up the asking price for one Micah Parsons for the Dallas Cowboys, who are paying average right tackles almost $18 million a year. So
it also jumps the asking price for Chris Jones, for the guy who now wants to leave the Raiders. It jumps up a lot of asking prices.
It's going to be interesting. The cap will go up a little bit, of course, like it does every year, but there's going to be a lot of big time salaries, a lot of decisions. And again, it's football season, so we don't got to worry about that because that's off season talk. Eagles, Patriots, week one, 4:25 on CBS. The main CBS crew, Jim Nance, Tony Romo, Tracy Wolfson, I believe those are the three that will be announcing the game. But I'm ready for some football.
Thank God.
You know, started off with a nice Penn State victory, watching Drew Aller look amazing. So that's a good start. And you got the Eagles come Sunday. So I cannot wait. Cool. And we will not do a Name This Philadelphia Eagle this week. We will save that. But
here you go. Wait, real quick. Instead of Name That Philadelphia Eagle, name your Eagle of the Week. Make that prediction.
Eagle of the Week. My Eagle of the Week is going to be Jalen Hurts.
Well, I have him going off for over 350 yards, right. So he's going to be mine too.
I got Jalen Carter. 3 sacks.
What, are you kidding me?
Why not?
Shout out Big Mike.
I don't know if he's back yet.
Yeah, I don't. I was going to say, you know, something about he may not know, but he probably is so out of it. So
he's home.
He Ubered home.
Stop it.
Now, also, I do want to bring that up. The Philly sports trips, the New York Jets game that we are going to be at has sold out, but you can get in on the Washington trip. For that, we have a bus going from the Lehigh Valley that's going to Washington. You can join us on that trip. PhillySportsTrips.com. You log on to that. You click down. It'll show the Allentown pickup. Make sure you check that, and you know, check out all their trips. Check out their pregame stuff. Check out everything that they have. Vince and Philly Sports Trips does such a great job in what they do. I'm excited. I can't wait to go up to Jet Life. Apparently, some people call it Jet fans. So
no one calls it that.
Wow. I heard a couple of Jets fans name call that. Maybe they're back being Jets fans because Aaron Rodgers is there.
But, stop trying to make that a thing.
You know, I will say this. I think I'll give the Jets fans credit. They've been through the ringer. If you're a Jets fan, you're faithful. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really hate Jets fans because I don't care about you.
Adam's angry.
I nothing you.
So. I forgot you say that. I love that.
Well, this was fun, but we have to end it, unfortunately. And the way we always end it is a very happy and joyful.
Yeah, go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.